Many health services have gone virtual, but are they right for everyone? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Edward Cohen, professor in the School of Social Work at San Jose State University, examines social services.
Celebrating Families is a program of parent training classes for families with multiple problems, including a history of trauma, parental substance use, and risks for child maltreatment. Originally designed for in-person administration, Celebrating has been implemented in over 40 states and tribal authorities. The highly relational and experiential intervention consists of 16 weekly classes with groups of families, and there are versions for all ages of children and adolescents. The objectives are to improve family and individual resiliencies, address the impact of substance use problems in the family, improve family relationships, and improve parents' ability to cope with emotional stress. Celebrating is effective at reunifying families torn apart by family violence and child maltreatment, and studies to date have shown good outcomes for all family members. Due to the pandemic, program developers had to adapt the intervention to online virtual administration directly to families' homes. This study in a large California county compared in-person and online outcomes in the areas of parenting skills, family strengths, parental self-efficacy, and learning. In all areas of outcomes, both in-person and online participants showed comparable improvements from pre- to post-test. More families completed the class cycles online than those in person, and they were very satisfied with the online classes. This study showed that such relational interventions can be administered online and can be just as effective as in-person programs. This is important considering that the pandemic will affect us for some time and is already changing how we provide services to vulnerable families.
That was Edward Cohen of San Jose State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.